Good evening and welcome. This is Mel Friedman from HowICuredMoreGallons.com, and I'd like to say welcome to all of you tonight. I'd like to check and see if our guests are here. John, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
And Pat, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And it appears that we might field a question or two before we start. Does anybody out there have a question? And if so, just hit star 5.
I have a question.
Go ahead. What's your name?
Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How you doing?
Great. Does anybody know anything about Dr. Gould from Atlanta?
Well, let's see if John has any insights, because John is from Atlanta.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
How are you, dear?
Great, thank you.
Good. I am in Atlanta, but I have not had any interactions with Dr. Gould yet. How did you find out about him?
He was referred to me by a friend in Chicago. I did call his office today. He does treat Morgellons patients,
mm-hmm.
and he also does prescribe antifungals.
Good. Okay. Well, unfortunately, I can't give you any personal feedback to what, you know, I've heard good or bad about him. But,
okay.
Goodness, you'd have to say if he's taking Morgellons patients seriously, that's a very good sign, isn't it?
Is there anything else you'd like to ask at this time, Lise?
Yes. Is it true that you're not supposed to take any kind of sulfate drug, or is Bactrim okay? I know Bactrim is a sulfur.
Well, Bactrim is the drug that I used as part of the treatment that I used on myself to eradicate Morgellons. So we've known that certain people have had allergies to sulfur drugs, and so that was not going to work for them. But by going to your doctor, who you already know is willing to give you an antifungal and has some understanding of Morgellons, it's for sure that if you're not allergic to sulfa drugs and you take a copy of the printed protocol to him, that he more than likely would be willing to start you on that.
Okay.
On Monday on our website, we're going to have some posts that are called testimonials. And in the testimonial, there'll be an opportunity for doctors who are treating Morgellons patients to actually speak to my doctor on a consulting basis at no charge. Now, my doctor won't talk to patients unless they come through her clinic, but she will talk to doctors who are treating other people with Morgellons. So you may look for in our testimonial folder on Monday on the website. It'll be a new page, and you'll find the name and the information you'll need to pass on to your doctor. So that would give you an opportunity to have him talk to her.
Have my doctor talk to your doctor.
Yeah.
Okay. And that information will be up on Monday.
Yeah, we're going to post it in a new section called Testimonials. Is there anything else?
Yes. Have they ever ordered any antibiotics or anything from MedBiz.com from they're out of the country?
Well, we don't recommend that you order anything like that online, okay, because you have no control that way. If you need something, you check with your doctor first.
Well, doctors here in Pittsburgh are hopeless.
Excuse me?
Doctors in Pittsburgh are hopeless.
Right, but you're going to see a new doctor in Atlanta, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so you have to wait and see. Like I said, if he's treating Morgellons, and he's already told you that he prescribes antifungals, well, hey, more than likely he's going to help you. And if not, then you'll have to, we'll have to try to help you find a doctor who can.
Hey, Lisa?
Yes.
This is John again. If you don't mind contacting me through the website, through my website, so that I have a way to contact you, I can do some research and find out what I can find out about Dr. Gould. Do you know if he's a medical doctor or a naturopath?
He is a medical doctor.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I can do some checking, you know, local checking on him if you'd like.
Okay. Do you want to give me your email?
Sure, I can do that. It's john@logosnutritionals.com.
John@logos, L-O-G-O-S?
Yeah. Logosnutritionals.com.
Nutritionals with an S?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I do have a contribution to make. There is a great product up there called Miracle 2. Have any of you people ever heard of it?
Miracle 2?
Yes. You put it in your bath water.
Oh, is that the soap?
Yes.
It's green?
A bluish green.
Yes. Yeah, I've seen that product before.
Have you used it?
I have.
It's a great product, I think.
I agree. It is a good product. It cleans well.
And it gets rid of, if anybody has any bumps on their face, it gets rid of them. And I don't sell the product, so I'm not plugging it for that reason. But,
yeah.
No, I understand. We hear you clearly.
It's really unbelievable.
Well, if John's aware of the product and you would like to make a contribution by introducing something, then you should go to our website, to our forum, just read the rules, and go ahead and make a post.
Okay.
Okay?
Right.
Now, is there any other questions from anybody before we try to get started? Are you good, Lisa, for now?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. All right, well, I want to say welcome to everybody and welcome to Lisa. And I don't know how many of you follow the website or not. We have a website called howicuredmorgellons.com. And recently we talked about the second anniversary of a protocol that has totally eradicated Morgellons from my being. And it's a protocol that I stumbled on after hard and arduous research and studying and trial and error. It includes products that are listed on our protocol page. Our protocol page on the website is set up to explain exactly how I used the different things. We don't have any kind of affiliation with anybody who sells the products. We make no money whatsoever from any of these products. We list them and make it simple to get to them because when I was sick with this disease, it was very difficult to manipulate around on the websites and the forums and focus and do anything. So I thought I would just try to make it simple for everybody to get to the places they needed to go if they decided that they were interested in trying to follow the protocol that I used. I actually stayed on the protocol for 18 months, and in the first 3 months of the protocol, or actually at the end of the first 3 months, is when I realized that something very positive was happening, as I was no longer getting any sores, lesions. I started to get my energy back. My brain fog was leaving. I was able to do things I hadn't been able to do for 2 years. And I thought to myself, hey, I'm going to stay on this and see what happens. Well, about 3 or 4 months later, my doctor, Shannon Zamboni, here in Reno, was interviewed by a local newspaper, and she claimed that Mel was cured, or that the disease that he had, he no longer had. Well, I was not ready to make that same commitment, although I was part of the newspaper article. And as I said, I stayed on the protocol for an additional 15 months because I wanted to make sure that I totally eradicated every facet, and this is a multifaceted disease, of heart disease. And since fungus was a part of this disease, I was sure that it was going to take more than a year, because from everything I had ever known or learned or been told about fungus, it was one of the more difficult things to eradicate from the human body. Well, I stayed on all the protocol for 15 months, and then I stopped taking the things to kill the disease, but I kept taking all the vitamins and nutrients to rebuild my being, to restore the integrity of my immune system and allow me to get stronger and to start to recapture my life the way it was before I got ill. I stopped taking all medications in December of this past year, but yet until April, 4 months after I was off all medications, did I ever claim that I was cured. Recently, I have done things that I have not been able to do for years. I've been on 2 rafting trips in the last 3 weeks. I go out 3 and 4 times a week shopping and doing things that I did normally. I go swimming every week now in a river. I'm starting to work out with weights and a Bowflex machine. And I've recaptured my life in a way that when I was really ill, I never thought was possible. So this website is dedicated to sharing what it was I did and trying to instill hope in those who are plagued with heart disease. I probably have more to say, but right now I'm a little out of words. So I'm going to ask if John would come in and he would talk about the development and the evolution of the protocol itself. Are there any questions? Anybody have a question? If you do, hit *5.
Thank you, Mel. I would like to say, first of all, that it's been quite a journey over the last couple of years with Mel and seeing how far he has come. You know, from that place where when I first met him, it didn't look very good and he was going to be around very long, to the place where he is now, where his doctor actually came on his website last week and posted that he is a picture of health. It's been just exhilarating to see what's happened in his life and in the lives of a lot of people that he's been able to touch. But I'll talk a little bit about, you know, in particular where the Logos product line fits into to what is happening here with Mel's protocol. Mel's protocol is It really is far and away appears to be the most successful protocol that is being used out there in the Morgellons community, and there are very good reasons for that, and primarily because it's really hitting on all the areas that contribute to the development and the progression of Morgellons and how to arrest those things. With Mel, when he first started his protocol, he was using one of the products in our protocol, which is a complete thymic formula. It's a multivitamin, multimineral type formulation that is designed to support the immune system and restore integrity to immunity. And he was using that product, but but he wasn't using it correctly. He was only taking one capsule or cat tab per day, and he was getting some results though, because he was taking the MMS, the molecular silver, and the antibiotic. He was getting some results, but he was getting limited results because he wasn't really giving his body the type of support it needed to detoxify and for his immune system to mount a strong opposition to the infections that he was dealing with. So for the body to work, there are several really important things that need to be taken place for vital health to take place. And people with Morgellons are definitely lacking in all of these areas. One is that you need a strong but balanced immune system. And Mel was getting some help in that area with the thymic formula, but he wasn't taking enough. So the first thing I did when I met him and I started talking with him was encourage him to increase what he was doing with the thymic formula. The next thing that we need, besides a strong and balanced immune system, is we need to be able to get rid of toxins that the body's exposed to, not only the ones that our body's producing moment by moment each day as we live, but those that we're exposed to in our environment. And with Morgellons, you have both. You have endotoxins that are generated from within with the body, and then you also have toxins that you're being exposed to from the environment and from all the different infections and co-infections Morgellons patients are dealing with. So detoxification is absolutely critical. That was an area where Mel's protocol was weak in the very beginning, and we added the essential flora and the liver CS plus very early on as Mel progressed, and we were able to get his body detoxification pathways working in his body the way they're supposed to, and that made a tremendous difference. He made big strides in the weeks following that. The next thing that needs to happen really well for the body to thrive is we need to be able to absorb and assimilate nutrients from the foods that we eat. And that impaired digestion is a huge problem in the Morgellons community. Most folks with Morgellons, we know from the testing that has been done and from just feedback from dealing with so many folks with Morgellons, we know that pretty much everyone is dealing with what we call dysbiosis, or an imbalance of beneficial bacteria in the gut. So we have we put Mel on a product called Essential Flora, which is a very broad spectrum and high potency probiotic, in order to restore the balance of power in the gut. Since 70 to 85% of the immune cells in the body in humans are in the GI tract, it's extremely important to the function of the immune system, to digestion, and to lots of other factors that you have to have the right balance of flora in the gut. So when we did that, that really made a tremendous difference for Mel as well as it has on the other people who are in the protocol. And then we added the essential omegas next. Omegas are extremely important. Everybody knows about omega-3 fats and how important they are for brain function. They're literally brain food. How important they are for heart function, in terms of thinning the blood, but a lot of people don't realize how important they are for managing and reducing inflammation in the body. And inflammation is a common factor that pretty much all Morgellons patients have too, because of all the infection in the body. And so when we added the omegas, that really made a tremendous difference for Mel, because it lifted his immune system's ability to function. It lifted his energy levels, and it lifted his cognitive abilities, his brain function. It really helped him with brain fog and and all that sort of thing. Then the final thing we did with with him for his protocol was to add the Magnifical, and my goodness, that was huge, because he went from running elevated blood pressures and you know, all kinds of muscle cramping and issues like that, to when we got him on the Magnifical, it naturally lowered his blood pressure, and since magnesium is a natural muscle relaxer, it had a tremendous relaxing effect on him and overall improved his muscle function, and improved his heart function. And of course, the big long-term benefit to that product is that it reduces calcification in the body. So if you have bone spurs or any other type of calcification, it reduces that by actually going in and moving calcium out of the soft tissues of the body into the bone where it belongs. So as we added layers to Mel's protocol, he became more and more and more vigorous. And that is really one of the reasons why Mel's protocol is, people are flocking to it, because it does support literally every metabolic pathway in the body. And so when you do that, it's kind of difficult for you not to have an improvement in your quality of life and your metabolic function in the body. And then, of course, with Mel's protocol, he's got the support for chelating the heavy metals, which is one of the things that NNS does. He's got the silver in the NNS, which are both antifungal and antibacterial, and so they lower the body's load of infections. And so that's the reason why we're seeing, you know, typically seeing a pattern develop with people who get on the ELF protocol, and the pattern is, for those of you who have been monitoring his site and watching the pattern, typically someone will show up and they have been through the mill, so to speak. They have been rung out by all those people out there who are, you know, carnivores, who are just trying to take advantage of people who are suffering and turn a profit on them. They've been through all of that, and they find Mel, and they find, you know, what is being offered through his site. And they go from this place of helplessness and hopelessness and despair to a place where they're stabilized, and they begin to be able to think clearly, and they begin to be able to make better choices every day as to what they're putting in their bodies for food, and how they take care of their environment, and how they take care of themselves. Their attitude improves as their metabolic function improves. And so you go from a person that's isolated and, you know, without hope, to a person who's functioning again and full of hope. That's the pattern that we see over and over and over, and that we praise God for, because that's what he's using Mel and Mel's protocol to do, is to restore hope. And so for me, that's what my company is all about. The motto of Logos is bringing hope to life. So I feel like this whole thing was orchestrated by him, as far as the building of a protocol that is aimed at foundational health pathways in the body. When my father set out to do that 14 years ago, we didn't know Morgellons even existed. But as it turns out, it's kind of the ultimate proving ground for his protocol, because if you can help someone with Morgellons that has multiple organ challenges and multiple infections and those sorts of things, typically adrenal exhaustion and thyroid insufficiency, if you can help folks like that, you can pretty much help anyone. So it's been an incredible journey for me, and we've learned so much. There's every day we learn more, and there's still so much to learn. But I do want to open the floor, ask if there are any questions about anything that I have shared with y'all so far.
I have a question. Which one of those products is the antifungal?
None of the products in my protocol are particularly antifungal. They're aimed at foundational health pathways in the body, like digestion, assimilation, elimination,
right.
Strong and balanced immunity, that sort of thing. But in terms of Mel's protocol, the silver is antifungal, and so is the MMS.
Okay, the silver and the MMS. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any more questions for John at this time before we go on to Pat? Okay. Pat, the floor is yours.
Okay. Yeah, hi, I'm Pat. And I've had Morgellons for a very long time. I first became aware of it being Morgellons probably in about 2008. But because of rheumatological conditions and my deteriorating health, I decided to try the MMS product as much out of desperation as anything. And I got a pretty significant reaction to it at a fairly low dose. And so I took that as being a herb-timer reaction, and I figured, hey, this stuff is really working. And so I diligently worked at taking it and working my dose up very slowly. And you can read about a little bit about that in a post that I made some weeks ago. I think it was called A Gentler Approach. And I'm one of those because of pre-existing rheumatological conditions. I'm on what amounts to a mild form of immune suppression, and so I have to be very careful with what I take. And I also have to, there's an awful lot of things because of food intolerances that I can't take. And so I've been working, I was working very diligently, and earlier this year, I decided to reach out to some fellow Morgellons sufferers and see if I could link up with them and figure out what's working and what isn't. Well, as it turned out, as I'm going through a bunch of sites, I ran across Mel's site, and when I read through his protocol page, I thought, hey, this is pretty similar to what I've been doing. And I was getting better. I'm not well yet, but I am getting better. And I'm far better off now than I was 3 months ago. And I was better off, I'm better off 3 months ago than I was 6 months ago. And it's been a very slow journey. But it is, I am getting there. It is so exciting to be able to do things that I couldn't do for years before. And so, looking through Mel's web, protocol page, I saw that he was taking a sulfa drug, and I'm on one. It's prescribed as an anti-rheumatic disease-modifying drug, and it is a sulfa drug. It has a very similar mechanism of action. And I saw he was taking MMS, and I saw he was taking probiotics. And those are three things that I take, and those are three things that seem to help me. He's also taking a bunch of things on the Bergsteiner Wellness Protocol, and that I really wish that I could, but because of my rheumatological conditions, I am not able to take things that are immune-stimulating, and even trying to balance my immune system can be a real hazard. And so I have to be very careful about that, and I hope in the near future to be able to start adding some of that, because I think I will improve faster. But that's really about where I am right now. I'm getting better. It's a slow and arduous journey, and I know that a lot of people out there, they get started and they have a pretty good response in the first few weeks or few months, and they think, oh boy, this is going to be over. Well, where a lot of us, if not over quickly, it takes months or even years before we recover from this disease. But because of Mel's recovery and my protocol, what I'm able to take being so similar to what he was that got him better, I'm convinced that I will get better. And I'll throw it back to you now, Mel.
Okay. I said from the very beginning of the website, which goes back to February of 2009, that even though other people were claiming that I was cured, that it would be a long time before I would ever say that. I don't care how healthy one is before one gets more gallons, but there is absolutely no quick way to get rid of it. I said I stayed on the protocol for 18 months. When I say that, I'm talking about MMS, molecular silver, and the vitamins, nutrients, and supplements as they were added. I stopped taking medications in December of 2009. In April of 2010, I squeakily said, I'm cured. But now this summer, when I've done everything that I used to be able to do, that's not limited by my bad leg, and I feel like I've actually recaptured my life, I know I'm cured. It is a long, hard journey. Diligence and courage are necessary. I would like to ask anybody if they have any questions. Go ahead, Pat.
Yeah, Mel, did you have any bumps along the way? Because I have.
Well, I think that you get better, and then you relax your regimen, or you run out and party, and then you take a backwards stride. And you do that once or twice, and then you say, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm not going to go backwards anymore. It happens only once or twice to me, Pat, and then I never missed a beat. When I put the times down of what I did each day, after the second or third going backwards a little, I never missed a beat. That's why I talk about diligence. That's why I talk about looking at the time frames. That's why I talk about slow. Slow and steady. Get better slow and steady. Don't rush. Don't rush. It's not going to work that way. But you get on this protocol, you find in 2 or 3 months things start to change, you start to feel different, you feel comfortable. Hey, great. If not, then maybe the antibiotic or the antifungal that you're taking is not exactly the right one for your body type. Well, then we'll send you on to testing to find out which would be the right or best antibiotic. Antifungal, because as I've always said, everybody's body is different. But folks out there who get on this protocol and are diligent and arduous and brave, 2 or 3 months, we get these wonderful little posts. You can go on the website, you can take a look at a post by Lori that was clarity because she was getting better, because she was being diligent. And she wrote all these things about what was going on in her 8-week, 10-week, 12-week journey. I'm just blessed to be where I am, and I'm trying to share it with as many people who will listen. Are there any questions?
Yes. What do you do if someone has intense, intense activity on the scalp, continuous?
Okay. Well, you need, MMS is going to be a big help.
Okay.
Okay, there are people who I bathe in MMS, even though I don't take it internally.
Yes.
You were talking about bathing, I believe, earlier.
Yes.
Okay. I love bathing in MMS. I'm 64 years old, but I have skin again like, I guess, a 45-year-old. Now, as a woman, you might be able to relate to that a little. So I love the effect that it had. And some of the problems that people write on the website, I didn't have. But I think it's because some of the things that I did prevented that. And when I bathe in MMS, I close my eyes and I allow my whole head and scalp to be under the water when I first get in the tub when it's nice and clean.
How many drops of MMS do you put in the water?
Well, ma'am, I don't recommend people bathe in MMS until after they've come to the maximum amount of dose and they go backwards on a maintenance. Because I'm afraid to recommend people to bathe in it until they've used it internally, because I would hate to think that someone could faint in the bathtub if something started crawling out of their arm.
Right.
Did you hear me, ma'am?
Yes, I did.
After you take it and you have what we call the dramatic Kirksheiser experience, which means that you've maxed out on a comfortable amount that works for you, and sometimes that takes 3 to 4 months, and you can read about that on the website and explain the different reactions people have to the MMS and at time frames. Well, then you go back, you stop for a couple of days when you reach your personal max, and then you go back to what we call a maintenance dose. When people start the maintenance dose, that's when I recommend they go ahead and bathe in it. And again, the only reason I do it that way is I don't want anyone to faint in the tub.
Right.
And it could happen if they bathe in it before they start using it internally.
Why would they faint?
Because something could come crawling out of their arm and they're not ready for it.
Oh, okay. I get it.
I know you do now. Do you have any other questions? And I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you. If I can tell the story, ma'am, how do I know this?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. No laughing, you people.
Oh, wait. There's something else I'd like to contribute.
Go ahead. Nobody rushing.
I bought these menthol crystals from
right.
Dean. Okay. And
you mean to decontaminate the house and stuff?
Yes, and I keep a few by my computer. I keep a couple next to my bed stand, and I can rub them on my face if I feel any crawling at night. It stops it immediately.
Really?
They're expensive. I got them from Gene's Natural Products. He's in Oregon.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question. I'm going to stop you here because we don't allow promoting things we didn't try.
Well,
but, ma'am, wouldn't you rather get rid of this disease and start finding products to just deal with it?
Well, yeah, but you have to. You know, at night, in the middle of the night, I'll have this crawling on my face. And there's the...
Once you get on the protocol, ma'am, once you get on the protocol and you take your antibiotic in the evening with your MMS dose, you're going to sleep like a baby.
You mean the silver stuff?
No, the silver you're going to wind up taking in the morning. You need to go to the protocol page on the website and just click and read it.
And get the Bactrim.
Well, you get the Bactrim if you know that you don't have a reaction to sulfa drugs. And
no, I don't have a reaction, but I'm going to have a problem getting it from a doctor in Pittsburgh. Do you know a doctor that can prescribe it to me over the telephone?
No, I don't, ma'am. But I suggest that there's a letter on our website that you can take to a doctor that was... Pat, why don't you tell her about the letter and where to find it?
Yeah, if you go to the website and then you go up to Mark Gillen's articles,
right.
And you click on Mark Gillen's articles, that will take you to a page that... the first one shows up as the practitioner letter and says it should be a big help. And if you click on that link, it'll take you to that practitioner letter. Read through that. I have had really good success reading or taking that and handing that to a physician. That
you can print it from your computer and take it to your next doctor appointment, along with a copy of the protocol page. And that might be help, ma'am. But if you're going to be treated by a doctor in Atlanta, and he already told you what he did, then I am sure he'll be willing to prescribe an antibiotic.
Okay.
Didn't you tell us you were going to see this man in Atlanta?
Well, I was thinking about it, yes.
I gotcha. Okay.
Not getting... Okay.
Well, then I suggest that you print the letter that's in the articles and that you print the protocol page and take it to your doctor. And maybe this will help.
Okay.
Okay. Are there any other questions that we have out there? John, would you like to say anything in closing?
Well, only that there's absolutely hope, and there's a place for things that will help the symptoms of the moment. Like, for example, when Lisa, what you were saying about how you can stop the itching on your face or the crawling on your face, that's wonderful and important because we have to be able to survive the moment. But,
fixed vapor rub, what works too. Fixed vapor rub.
Yep. Yeah, menthol is powerful stuff. There's no question. But the to be able to get to a place where you're no longer having to contend with the infestations, that's really where everybody needs to get. And that's the focus of the protocol, is to restore the bioterrain in the body, restore the proper organ function and proper immune function, so that you don't end up with being invaded by things that don't belong in the human body. Soil-based and plant-based pathogens and whatnot. Now, there's
how long do you stay on the Bactrim?
Ma'am, I stayed on the Bactrim for the entire, it was 18 months. I stayed on MMS and the Bactrim every day for 18 months, minus the 2 days that I took off. When you reach your max on MMS, you get ill. You get a Herxheimer's. And you'll know it. And then you stop for 2 days, and then you cut back 3 or 4 drops from what your max was, and that's where you stay for the balance of the 18-month period. And I took the Bactrim every day for 18 months. Then I stopped the meds for 4 months, and then I said to everybody, okay, I think I am cured. And then in the last month or so, which would be the 2-month anniversary of starting this, I just know I'm better. I'm cured. I mean, I'm healthy.
Where are you? What state are you in?
I'm in Nevada, ma'am.
And that's where your doctor is?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, maybe I'll go to Nevada.
You're more than welcome.
What's your doctor's name?
Shannon Zamboni. You can find her on my website. She, after a year and a half, she came on and posted the other day.
What is her name again, please?
Shannon Zamboni.
Zamboni. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Hmm. Okay. That's a good thing.
Are there any other questions? Pat, would you like to say anything in closing?
Yeah, I'd like to jump in here. Was this Lisa?
Yes.
Yeah, if you go to the Morgellons article page, you'll find Dr. Zamboni's name on that page, and so that might be a help to you. And so far as like having, problems with your scalp itching and lesions, I had a lot of those, and they finally did heal up and go away. I still have a little bit of scalp itching, but it's nothing significant anymore. And so I just thought I'd tell you that I've been there, and scalp itching and the lesions are pretty much gone. I still have a few lesions left, but I have nowhere near the number of lesions that I used to have. And the other comment that Mel made about MMS and sleeping, my experience was that I slept really well and really soundly, something that I really hadn't been doing before. And so, yeah, that was my experience also, that it does really make a difference in your quality of sleep. And that's really about all I've got.
Where is Dr. Shannon Sambonis? Trying to find her on here. I guess she's on somewhere.
Are you you're on the website?
Yes.
Okay. Pat, can you direct it to the post where Zamboni came in?
Sure. At the top of the page, you'll see a bunch of buttons.
Yes.
And over on the right-hand side, you'll find one that says Mark Gillen's articles.
No, she wants to see the post on the website in the forum.
Oh, on the post on the website. Oh, I'm sorry. Go to our forum. And
okay.
That one is first anniversary on the completeness of the wellness protocol, I think.
Right.
Yep. That's the third one down. And,
oh, there. Okay.
Yep.
I was rafting a week ago Sunday. Well, 2 weeks ago Sunday, I'm sorry. And on that Wednesday, I had my normal bi-monthly doctor appointment. I've tried to really be due diligence and responsible to all the people that I talk to. So I have my doctor monitor me every 2 months. So this is what she said from my last visit, and it was the first time she ever came on the website and posted. Did you find it?
I'm looking for it. I'll find it. But having her name is a blessing. Thank you.
Okay.
I think, Lisa, you were looking for her contact information, that's going to be on that other page.
Yeah, it's Zamboni. She's in Nevada. I'll find her online.
Okay.
Correct. Do you have any other questions? Are there any other questions? Okay. When I wrote that article about the first anniversary on the Complete Wellness Protocol and the second anniversary of the beginning of the protocol that restored my health, I put something very important. I put, if I could do this, so can you. And I meant it. If I can do this, so can other people. Tonight, God bless you all, and if there's anything I can do, just put a message on my web, on the forum, give me your contact information, and I'll be glad to get in touch with you. Good night, everybody, and God bless.